what is the concept of Yajnadana Tapa? The remaining sections Krishna will talk about these three things as a means by which we can know what is the level of consciousness of a person. So, Yajna, see, basically the soul exists within three cosmic circles. The circle of the body, the circle of society, and the circle of nature. And in whichever circle we exist, we need to live in harmony with it. So that means that if we live in a body, while living in the body, the way we harmonize or the way we sacrifice is by doing tapa. So the body, instead of indulging indiscriminately, we have some kind of regulation. That's tapa. Then that's the way we harmonize with our bodily circle. Then for society in which we are living, we do dana. That's charity. We give something in contribution. And then with nature or with the higher reality, there is yajna. The whole idea here is that what is the level of consciousness of a person? If a person is simply in gross sensual sensory consciousness, then that person will think that, okay, this body is simply for my pleasure. This society is simply for my enjoyment. But in every society, if we take something from society, we are also meant to give something to society. Because that's how reciprocation is. So if a person is aware that yajna, dana, tapa, these basically indicate the levels of consciousness of a person. So a person who is in tamas, they think that, okay, why do I have to give dana? I don't have to give any charity at all. I'll just take whatever I want from society. And if at all I have to give something, now they give also for destructive causes. What do you mean for destructive causes? It's like, suppose somebody has gone to a bar for drinking. And they drunk from a bottle and then maybe last 1/10 of the bottle is remaining. And outside the bar, there's a beggar lying over there. And the beggar looks at them and they give that bottle. Tu bhi kya yaad rakhega, le le. Take this bottle. Now, okay, you could say it's charity. But what is that charity? That charity is actually going to degrade the consciousness of the person to whom you are giving the charity. So we may give charity, but for what do you give charity? That also determines our level of consciousness. So basically the idea is by looking at these activities. How does a person take care of their body or not take care of their body? Now we can get obsessed with taking care of our body and make that the primary business of our life. Or we can just neglect our body and just think, I'll enjoy my senses. No matter what whether it is healthy or unhealthy for the body. So by looking at how we live, how somebody is living overall, means how much is their consciousness related with their bodily circle, with their social circle, with their environmental circle. So for example, now we see that there is a lot of environmental consciousness which is rising. Now to some extent, there is in any area, there can always be alarmist propaganda. And there can be extreme propaganda. Some people say that the ocean is going to rise so much that all the coastal cities are going to go underwater. Now there are some scientists who said that, some scientists who oppose that. And more or less, so that's why earlier the word was global warming. But now the evidence for global warming has been so much challenged that now they've changed the word and they call it climate change. So climate. Now there is definitely some concern for how we human beings are exploiting and disrupting the planet. And that awareness of that is indicating some level of rise of consciousness. So in today's world, there are broadly four areas in which we can see a slight rise of consciousness towards sattva. One is the environmental consciousness, environmentalism, you could say veganism, the yoga, and mindfulness. So all these, so everybody needs to take care of their health. But instead of just putting chemicals into the body and trying to take care of health, people do yoga. That's better than just pumping chemicals. So they're doing some discipline, sitting in some kind of postures, doing some kind of regulation. There is also one way, they are doing some austerity. So people give charity. And giving charity, it's a good thing if somebody gives charity. Of course, if they give charity for the highest cause, that is the best. But if they are giving charity, that is good. So in one sense, if you talk about welfare programs, they are good. Because at least there is concern for those who are not doing, those who are less well off than us. But another problem with welfare programs is often that it, when it doesn't increase the compassion within one's heart. Because when the government takes taxes from you, we don't feel that, oh, what happens is, because we are not connecting with the people who are benefiting from it. Mm. So it doesn't really increase the compassion within our hearts. So, but the point is, some people might themselves be giving for some good cause, and then if they understand how Krishna consciousness is the highest cause, then they can move forward much better. So by looking at the level at which people are acting, then we can understand that there is what the level of consciousness of the person is. So what kind of yajna they are doing, what kind of daan they are giving, and what kind of tapa they are doing. So yajna means, some people, like I talk about environmental consciousness, some people just think that the whole world is there for our taking. Just exploit and use and don't bother anything about nature at all. People think, no, we have to consider the future generations also. Mm. We have to live in such a way that our future generations should also be able to live. So that's a slightly broadened consciousness. So by looking at the consciousness of people, we can see that even today's world, there are a lot of thoughtful people who are concerned about the future. They may not be directly devotees in the sense that we define as devotees. But if they're thinking about the long term, they're thinking about the bigger picture, that indicate that the consciousness has evolved. So, it means how do they, broadly speaking, I'll summarize this part of that. How does one see one's relationship with one's own body and mind? How does one see one's relationship with society? And how does one see one's relationship with nature? That vision will determine the level of one's consciousness. And accordingly, one will get elevated or degraded. So if somebody is thinking about environmental consciousness, then they are thinking at least in some terms about having a healthy relationship with nature. If somebody is doing yoga or mindfulness, then they are thinking about taking care of their body in a way that involves them taking up some responsibility, not just outsourcing the responsibility to take some pills, to do whatever they want and take some pills and everything will be alright. There's some amount of regulation there. Similarly, if somebody is giving some charity, they feel some sense of obligation to others, and that is good. So this way we can understand Yajna, Dana, Tapa in today's context.